Romans 7, verses 21 to 25. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Whew! Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. What demotivates you from serving God? Part 7. Sin. I admit it, if no one else will. I have two opposing minds in my one body. There, I've said it. It's out there. I battle with the temptation of sin and the call to serve God. The greater my call to serve God, the more my opposing carnal mind tries to work to cause me to stumble and fall into sin. For those who truly love God, they may recognize my confession is not unique to me, even though that is how Satan wants me to feel. Usually, our conscience kicks in and reminds us, who are you to serve God? And you just sinned or thought about sinning. You're not worthy to even serve Him. Step back until you get cleaned up. If we don't understand our position before God through Jesus Christ, we're likely to listen to the devil's condemnation and become paralyzed by our shame and vulnerability. To serve God as fallen people, we must understand how our sin affects our ability to serve Him and how we should respond when we sin. Our key verses in Romans chapter 7, verses 21 to 25 explains the core demotivator to service. It is sin. Believers hate to sin because it separates us from God and grieves the Spirit of God. We hate it because it dulls our conscience and makes us shrink from God's presence because the guilt binds and blinds us. I tell you what, let's look briefly at Peter and see how his sin impacted his service for God. Peter was one of the 12 apostles. He walked and talked with Jesus. He was called the rock by Jesus and walked on the water with Jesus. Pete said he would never deny Jesus, but he did. In fact, he repeated his sin 3 times. After Jesus' resurrection, he met and spoke with his disciples and followers. Jesus found Peter fishing and talked with him. He asked Peter if he loved him 3 times. In the well-known conversation, he replied each time that he loved Jesus. Peter's sin of denying Christ was confessed and forgiven. God restored him to service and told him to feed his sheep. The freedom Christ offers is the breaking of every sin chain and the opening of every prison of evil habit. Here are some steps compiled from a few articles and books that might help you to stay the course. After all, God uses cleansed sinners to serve Him as we walk in His ways. Step 1, own responsibility and confess your sins to God. Be honest and get your mistakes out in the open with a prayer partner. The peace we get in return for coming clean will be worth it. Step 2, ask God's forgiveness, cleansing, and remove objects of temptation. In order to experience God's forgiveness, we first need to believe that we are forgiven, accepted, and loved unconditionally. Additionally, remove objects or things that bring about temptation. Step 3, request a fresh work of grace. Ask God to create in you a clean heart and to renew a steadfast spirit within you. Step 4, resolve to use your past failures for ministry. David tells God, when you do this new work in me, then I will teach my transgressors your ways so that the sinners will turn back to you. Step 5, pray for a limited fallout. Pray that in His grace, God will minimize the damage our sins might have made on those around us. After falling into a sin, the most important move you ever make as a believer is to confess your sin and follow the above steps. Satan is a liar and a deceiver. Don't allow his lies to persuade you to stand on the sideline. Stop your introspection and wallowing in the garbage dump of your sins. Stop trying to figure out yourself and rejoice in his restoring, healing love. Instead, put on the full armor of God and get back in the game. Repent and look up to him who loves you at all times. For God is at work within you, helping you to want to obey him and then helping you to do what he wants. Questions. 1. Discover. When you fall into a sin, how long does it take you to confess it? Right away? Within an hour? Later in the day? Next week? Whenever? Does the speed of confession differ based on the sin, and why? B. Have you ever committed a sin, prayed for forgiveness, but did not forgive yourself? Read Isaiah 43 and 18. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Does that help? 2. Develop. A. Do you have any sins that Satan tempts you with over and over again? Have you ever broken the cycle or attempted to break the cycle? B. In David Wilkerson's book noted above, he notes that we sometimes create a totem pole for various sins in our lives. We might place gluttony or white lies at the bottom and sexual immorality or murder at the top. Do you look at all sin the same, or do you totem pole the sin as you look at yourself and others and find that it's easier to confess or forgive some sins and for others it's nearly impossible? How do you think God looks at that same thing? 3. Demonstrate. The Bible says that the child of God should abstain from all appearance of evil. Just because the Bible does not specifically mention something does not mean it is not a sin. If an act even appears to be sinful, then the child of God is commanded to avoid it. God's standard is one of purity. The genuine Christian can accept no other standard. Does knowing this expose anything you feel might need to be addressed? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.